From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. beef trade could be one step closer to resuming with China. According to the Financial Times, weekend trade talks resulted in China offering to resume imports of U.S. beef and better market access for financial sector investments. This is the second time in less than a year China has agreed to grant market access to U.S. beef, but regulatory hurdles have remained in place that would prevent trade from materializing. The Department of Agriculture will delay implementation of a controversial rule in the meat and livestock sector and give the new administration more time to think it over. According to the USDA, the Grain Inspection, Packers, and Stockyard Administration will delay implementation of the GIPSA rule for 180 days. The rule, finalized by the Obama administration in December, was intended to level the playing field between contract growers and the companies they work for. On a path to more finger-licking goodness, Kentucky Fried Chicken says by the end of 2018, all of its U.S. chicken purchases will be broilers raised without antibiotics. A release on KFC's website says it's the first U.S. fast food chain to extend an antibiotics commitment to its bone-in chicken. KFC says it's worked with 2,000 U.S. poultry farms to make the change. The company calls it re-kernelization, which KFC says is its mission to return to Colonel Sanders' standards. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.